This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. It was supposed to be a convention to talk about issues, but at the State Democratic Party's gathering in Springfield yesterday, a lot of the focus was on candidates and campaigns. New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports.
Welcome, Democrats, to the 2019 Action Agenda Convention here in historic Springfield.
After the Pledge of Allegiance, after the national anthem, after some early speeches, it was time for Springfield native son and former mayor, U.S. Representative Richie Neal.
I think what I am about to say I can offer with great accuracy. I'm the only person in this arena who is being sued by Donald Trump.
Neal mentioned nothing about his campaign for re-election or that Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse was running against him, though he vowed to keep leading the fight against President Trump.
Donald Trump is the most reckless president in our lifetime, and we must be united in defeating him. And speaking of defeating him, President Elizabeth Warren sounds pretty good.
It was another 2 hours before Democratic presidential candidate, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, came to the stage.
And he does, too. I shouldn't speak for him, but we're working.
And before she did, she was hanging out in the crowd where dozens of people like Jamie Manassi and Anita Schwerner from Stockbridge were quite surprised and delighted to see her.
Well, we were wondering what the hubbub was, and we're like, oh, there she is.
Once the hugging started, I thought it was just a group for Mark getting ready to come out with the signs. But then you could see that Elizabeth was there.
Yeah, you could see the purple.
Warren's purple jacket.
Oh, God.
And Michelle Pico is there. She's from the Berkshires, but is not a delegate, nor was anyone in her group. They were in Springfield for her nephew's wedding. They just had to see Elizabeth Warren. But Pico, who is a Democrat, is not quite a supporter.
I'm not there yet, because what you say in a speech and what you can actually deliver are very different.
So, Massachusetts, 7 years ago, you gave me a chance to serve as your senator.
Massachusetts has been a beacon of light, shining hope across the country, Warren said. And then her accolades for what residents have done since Trump was elected became a stump speech about the high cost of housing and health care, the epidemic of gun violence in the country. Those challenges?
They are all rooted in the ability of the wealthy and the well-connected to get Washington to work for them and to leave everyone else behind. That is wrong, it is fundamentally un-American, and that's why I'm running for President of the United States.
A presidential candidate is a hard act to follow. U.S. Senator Ed Markey did.
So many of us are here today because we recognize that right now we are in an epic struggle for the very heart of our sacred democracy.
By the time Markey came on stage, it was long after Steve Pemberton and Shannon Liss Reardon spoke. There are two candidates who've announced they're running against Markey, and they were given an unusual slot on the convention agenda in a non-election year. Not giving a speech, but around for part of the convention, U.S. Representative Joe Kennedy III, who is also considering a challenge to Markey. That Democratic primary for Senate is a full year away. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.